We'll do the 37th Maimer in Maimorim Melukit, in the third value. And this is B'Seyaita Dishmaya. This was on Shabbos. The Rebbe said this Maimer in Shabbos Parshas Tazria Metzoiro, the third day of Iyar, in Hei Topshi Mem Zayin. And then it came out and it was published in a Kuntres, the booklet of Beis Iyar, Tavshin Nun, and that was in honor towards the second day of Iyar, Tiferes Shebi Tiferes, the birthday of the Rebbe Maharash Nishmas Oiden, and that was published this Maimer. The date over there is the 30th of Nisan, Aleph Drash Chodesh Iyar, Shnas Hei Tavshin Nun. The Maimer starts with a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, in Perik Dalet Pasik Yud Beis. The pasuk talks over there. It says, "Gan Noul Achosi Kalo, Gal Noul Mayon Chosum." It talks about a garden that is closed. Says Hashem Achosi Kalo to the Jewish people. The Maimer will explain that the Gan Noul represents when the Yidden lock up themselves and don't allow any strange to come into them. And this is equated to the betrothal of a woman, in which the woman is designated just to marry her husband later on. And the second part of the pasuk, Gal Na'ul, would talk about a closed, as the Rebbe would say, will explain also the meaning of Gal, but this would mean the marriage and the Torah and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are considered the Gan Noul, which the Yid locks up only for Hashem, and the Gal Noul is the Torah, as we will say, Mayon Chosum, a sealed well, which is represented in the idea of marriage and how we are totally dedicated to the Eibishter. Everything else we close out, as the Rebbe will bring down the various different explanation in the pasuk. So the Rebbe brings down first of Mevi Admur Maharash. So the Rebbe Maharash Bal Yoim Ha'Hiledes, whose birthday is on Beis Iyar. That is when the Maimer was said the day after, a Gimel year, the Yoim Ha'ilad is the Beis Iyar, Baha Maimer, and the Maimer, the Parshas Tazriyo Metzoyro, Behemshech Matzazu Tofresh Mem. There is a Hemshech, which is from the year Tofresh Mem. In that Hemshech, the Maimer of Parshas Tazriyo Metzoyro, The Rebbe Maharash brings down the Pirush HaTargum, the interpretation of the Targum of what is the meaning Gan Noul. And he explains Gan Noul is referencing the Gan Eden, that the Gan Eden is locked up. The Kemoish Gan Eden Hu Noul, just as the Gan Eden is locked. The E.F. Sherli Kones Boiki im Nefoshes Hat Sadikim, and cannot enter into that Gan Eden. Only the souls of the Tzadikim, so it's locked for everybody else. Kain Yisroel, and this is also Achoisi Kalo, what is the example? Also, likewise, the Yidden, Oigdim Pischehem Lebailum. They close up their doors, their entrances. They don't allow anybody in, only for their husbands, only for Hashem, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only one that we allow inside is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Mevayer Baha Maimer, so the Maimer explains why we are saying that the garden is considered something which brings you delight, which brings pleasure, that all the pleasures that we have is locked up and reserved only for Hashem. The gan hu inyan hatainug,
Gan is the idea of the light of pleasure. The inyan gal no'ul hu. So what is the meaning of a gan no'ul, a locked garden? Hu she'ein hatainug rak belukus, that the only delight that we have is only in godliness. As indicated in the pasuk, the imcha loy chafatzti, that with you I have no other desire. So that's the idea of gan no'ul. The Rebbe points out now that previously in that Hemshech, in that Maimer, the Rebbe brings down the gan no'ul to represent action, that our action are locked to Hashem. In this Maimer, he adds that our delight is locked in only to Hashem. Ulahoir, I want to point out, Shebaha Maimer Shelifnei Zeh, in the Maimer, before proceeding this Maimer of Tazri Metzoyra in that Hemshech, Mevair the Gan Nol Husur Mira, over there he explains that the locked gun is to stay away from evil. To stay away from, not to stay away from other pleasures, but just to stay away from other evil. Stam, staying away from evil indicates just not doing, not enjoying things besides God, but not doing. The inyan sur meira, when we talk about staying away from bad, hu beikir bepoil mamish, that's mainly talking about in actuality, not to do bad. Ba'achid u'sheb maimer ze al pi pirush ha-targum hu, so what is the novelty in this maimer that the Alter Rebbe, that the Rebbe Maharash is adding to the previous maimer, is that he's bringing down here the pirush, the translation of the targum, who the gan no'ul hu shegam hatainuk shaloi hu rak velukus, that we're saying it's a gan no'ul, that even the pleasure, the only pleasure of the person, not only is his action, only what Hashem wants it to do, and he doesn't do anything else, it's no'ul, but it's a gan no'ul. That's based on the pirush of the Targum that says that the gan is Gan Eden, and that it's only in godliness. But the Rebbe is going to ask now to bring the point that gan is the level of Tainug. The Rebbe Marash doesn't l'cheda have to bring the Targum. In the Poshita context, a gan is a place of enjoyment. And as the Metzudas David translates over there, why push it to the Gan Eden and say that the Gan Noel, just like the Gan Eden? V'hine, b'Metzudas David ala posik mefarish, in the Metzudas David on the posik he can explain, she Yisrael heim kegan hanol, that the Yidden are like a garden which is locked up. The Targum said that Gan Eden is locked up only for tzaddikim, not for others. But he says, push a regular garden, which is locked up. She'ein mi she'yuchal lo v'boiki im balagan. Nobody else can enter there. Only the only of the garden can come in there. To say that who can come into a yid, a choysikalo, is only the garden, the one who owns the garden. That means that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, betzorich lohavi. So now, in this Pashat Pshat, we see in the Gan that nobody can come in is even in a regular garden. And what is a regular garden? It's a place where there's pleasure. So why do we need the Pirush of the Targum that it means Gan Eden? Tzorich lohavi narizesh gan hu tainuk. This, that a garden is an idea of delight, Hugam began kipshute, that also would be by an ordinary regular garden, vim kain. So in that case, gam hamoshul the gan noel kipshute. Also from the moshul of a literal garden that's locked up, move on. So we also understand inyan oigdim pischeimu. What does it mean that they lock up their entrances, that the Yidden close up, they don't allow anything is? We know Shat Tainuk Shaloi Hurak Belakus, that his delight is only in godliness. Umam mitoysev behavonos ha'inyan, the Yisrael Egdim Pischeim. What is added to understanding the idea we're trying to represent, Yisrael Egdim Pischeim, that the Jews, they close up their entrances, they don't allow any other Tainuk? Why not the regular Pirush in Pasuk, a regular garden? Now they are Pirush. What is it added by knowing Shegan Nol Koyal Gan Eden? Like the Targum, that the locked up garden is the Gan Eden. What's added to that? Ubefrat, especially the Gan Nol Bepashtus, Kipirush Amitsudis David, the literal meaning that the closed garden, not the Gan Eden, but just a regular garden, which the only one who has rights is the Bailim, as the Metzudas David translate. Masim l'chayre yeser l'hanimshel. This is more fitting to the nimshel, what we're trying to bring out. The kivon shegan no'ul b'hanimshel hu atainug shel ha'odom. Since what is the closed garden in the nimshel, which is the enjoyment, the pleasure, the delight of the person Yisrael the Yid, that he is closed up, he's locked up, and he's closed up, and he doesn't delight in any of worldly delights. So that would more fit a regular garden. So seemingly the fitting moshul for this should be humigan stam, is from a regular garden. So why does the Targum, and I guess the Rebbe Marash brings down the Targum also, Gan Eden, to begin with, is a Tainug Elokus. The more fitting is a regular garden, a Yid, who may have other Tainugim, he locks it up, so that he doesn't delight from other things. But we can talk about a literal garden, not the level of which is godliness, melechatchila, which is the Gan Eden. Base. So the Rebbe says, V'yuvon ze'al mishakoma p'mashakosu b'ha-maimer, we can understand this based on what the Maimer says, that the two levels of Gal, Gan Noul, and Gal Noul is the two levels of Kiddushin and Nisuyim. This locked garden and the Gal, the locked Gal, represent the two stages of Kiddushin and Nisuyim. The Gal Noul, who Kinyan HaKiddushin, the locked garden is like the Kiddushin. Umevayir Zal Pi HaYedua. And he explains this based on what we know. Be'inyan kadshenu b'mitzvei secha v'sein chalkenu b'seiro secha. The kiddushin is kadshenu in the mitzvahs. In mitzvahs bring the yin of kiddushin. And v'sein chalkenu b'seiro secha. Torah brings chalkenu, brings the level of nesuyin, of marriage. The kadshenu b'mitzvei secha hu meloshin kiddushin. Sanctifies with the mitzvah comes from the language betrothus with the mitzvah. Loshin kiddushin. What is the idea? The inyan hakiddushin who hazmana. Kiddushin is sort of an invitation. You invite and bring in. So isha hamiskadeshes himizumenes umiyuchedes lebailo, that she is invited and ready, and she is designated just for her husband. Va'al yideze, by becoming designated to her husband, he naseres al kol ha'olam. This is during the betrothal, that makes her prohibited in the whole world because she's designated only to her husband. That's the kadishenu, that's the kiddushin that takes place by mitzvahs. And then comes v'sein chalkenu b'seiro secha, and give us a portion in your Torah. That is who inyan hanisuyim. That is the marriage hamshocha bipnimius. Then there is a extension that comes from the Baal to the Isha, from Hashem to the Yidden in a pnimius. Ba'ad shaha adam, to the extent that the person koilet absorbs esam shocha, that which is brought down. Ba'ad shenasis, to the extent that it becomes chelkeinu, it becomes our part, it unites with the person, and it becomes part of them, the Yisrael of the Yid. These are the two levels. That what comes through mitzvahs is makiv. That's like the erusin. That's like mezuman prepared for them. But and there's no primis hamshocha. It's just bibchinas makiv. That comes in a way of makiv that surrounds. Upuloso beha'odom hamekayim es hamitzvah. What is the impact in the person that observes the mitzvah is mainly beikar, is mainly sheyiyya muvdol mehatayves umikol midas haroes, so that he should be separate himself from the desires and from all bad characteristics, to remove the person from negative tendencies and desires. Bedugmas kiddushin, this would be similar to the betrothal. The zeshe isha miskadeshes lebailahu, beikir, the fact that a woman is betrothed to her husband, there is no yichud yet connection, an inner connection between them. It's beikir, mainly it is manifests itself in the fact that she becomes prohibited to the whole world. That happens through betrothal, that happens through erusin, that happens through kiddushin, through the kachenu, which is the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs mainly help the person to get rid of the negative characteristics and negativity. But then later on, al yidezeh, and then through this, through first doing the mitzvahs and getting rid of the negativity, al yidezeh, hu nase kli likloit oir ha-toyra, then he becomes a vessel, a vehicle to absorb the light of Torah. He's ready for marriage, which v'toyros cho besoich meyoy. Your Torah is inside. That's not makiv. That's penimis. Torah is in my inside, which is the level of nisuin, of the level of marriage. And the Rebbe adds now to the maimer of the Rebbe Marash that not only is there a difference in the impact on the person, whether it's makiv or it's penimi, but actually there is a higher light when it comes to v'sein chelkeinu b'seiro secho, when it comes to the level of Torah. Yesh lehoisiv. And we can add, shadim yein de mitzvahs v'toyra. This that we are comparing, the comparison of mitzvahs and Torah, le'erusim v'nesuyim, to marriage, it throws the marriage, who b'shnei inyonim, is in two matters. A, the erusin we say is makif, nisuyin is pnimis, besoich meyoy, and B, that the erusin and nisuyin brings down the tipod, it's the union, which is the gashmis, which comes from the moyach, the etzem. Let's see. Obishneh, boy, for naam shocha. First, it's on the way, it's nimshach, that we discussed earlier. Sham shocha de hamitzvahs ba'odom ha-mekayim es hamitzvahs. That the way the ham shocha comes to the person who fulfills the mitzvahs, he bevchinas makif, it's in a surrounding way. Irusin. V'ham shocha de Torah ba'odom ha-yisuk b'Torah. And how does the Torah come to the person who learns Torah? He bepnimius. It's in the inner, it's nesuin. Marriage canal, that's the first thing, as we had spoken earlier. But also v'gamba hamshocha atzma, there's also a difference in hamshocha itself. The hamshocha de Torah, the hamshocha of Torah, he hamshocha naili supnimis yosef. It's a greater hamshocha and a more inner hamshocha Me'amshocha de mitzvahs than the amshocha mitzvahs. Va'ad, to the extent it's so much greater, the amshocha that comes through Torah is so much greater to the extent that we call it chitzonius next to the pnimius. That amshocha de Torah, amshocha de mitzvahs who bechinas achurayim, that's considered to be like the hind, the back, legabe hamshocha de Torah, relative to the hamshocha that comes from Torah. Velochein, and that's why hamshocha de Torah idugmas hamshochas hatipa nisuin. The hamshocha of Torah is compared to the way the seed is nimshach, which is marriage. Shehi hamshocha atzmis, which is an essence of hamshocha. That means that the Torah's hamshocha is also from a higher place. The Yeshloimer and the Rebbe wants to add Shegam Inyan Zed, also this second part, that it is Hamshocha Atzmi is hinted in Yan Zed Merumas, Bevesein Chalkeinu B'Seidu Secha, give a portion in your Torah. Before we were talking just about Nisuyin, that it's Bipnimius, so it becomes Chalkeinu, but here we're talking about it is Hamshocha Atzmi's. And that's why it's v'sein chalkeinu b'seder secha. The belosh shein chalkeinu shnei inyonim, because you have two aspects of it. You have shatoyre nasis chalkeinu di Yisrael. It becomes chalkeinu. It becomes a portion. It's pnimius. It's like the tip of shochas pnimius. But also v'shi chelik ma'kodesh baruch hu chalkeinu, our part, which means this is Eberster's, apart from the Eberster. It's a part of themselves, it becomes part of them. That's the pnimi, and it's also a part of the Eberster. Because when you take a part, a chelik of the etzem, so if you take a chelik of the Eberster, it means you have the whole Eberster here. So you're getting a much higher hamshocha because you're getting a chelik of the Eberster. And that's the hamshocha, which is through Torah, which is greater than mitzvah. So we have in the way Torah is pnimius and mitzvah is makiv, Torah is etzem and mitzvahs are achurayim, are not the chelik, not the etzem. So now the Rebbe says this whole idea that first, in order before we can get the Sein Chalkeinu B'Seder Secho, is really expressed like before Matan Torah, there needed to be some mitzvahs, and from Yitzias Mitzrayim, there is always the preparation of a Sein Chalkeinu, before the Sein Chalkeinu B'Seder Secho, there needs to be the Katshenu, the preparation through Katshenu B'Seder Secho Gimel. Yesh Lois, if we can add, this that we say, that first betroth us with the mitzvahs, and that is the introduction before v'sein chalkeinu de pnimis, then we get the portion of the secho, who mahatamim al zeh, this is also one of the reasons for shekoidem yitzias mitzrayim, Nemra Parshus HaChodesh, that before they came out of Mitzrayim, the portion of HaChodesh HaZalachem, the Parshus Boi, that we have the laws over there, Sheyesh Bo Kama V'Kama Mitzvahs, so we have a lot of many mitzvahs, Sheneges L'Doyres V'Nimnes B'Minyan HaMitzvahs, that also, it's not just they needed it for that time. There's mitzvahs that apply for generations. It's part of the count of the 630 mitzvahs. That means it wasn't just brought down over there, but it's to have mitzvahs before the Parshas HaChodesh, before the exodus of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim began Matan Torah, the V'sein Chalkeinu B'Seder Secho, before V'sein Chalkeinu V'nit Katshenu B'Mitzvah Secho. Ki B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Hilschala Inyan D'Matan Torah. Yitzias Mitzrayim started the Inyan D'Matan Torah. V'lochein, and therefore Lifnei Yitzias Mitzrayim Nitztavu B'Kama Mitzvah. So that's why before Yitzias Mitzrayim they were instructed with many mitzvahs, with some mitzvahs, shezeh hoyo hagadoma lo inyan the matan Torah. So those mitzvahs were the kachenu b'mitzvah secha. They were the introduction to the inyan of matan Torah. Shehischil b'yitzias Mitzrayim, that started with yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why there needed to be some mitzvahs over there, because as an introduction to the same chalkeinu b'seira secha, we need mitzvahs, we need the kachenu mitzvah secha. And after Yitzias Mitzrayim, still before Matan Torah, we had the Parshas Kadesh, which has instruction about the mitzvah. But we also have, Parshas Chodesh. But we also have actual mitzvahs that they were instructed in Morah, 10 mitzvahs. L'chein difnei, v'l'achrizeh, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, but before Matan Torah, Nitztavu eser mitzvahs b'morah. The Gemara counts there were 10 mitzvahs that the Jewish people have been instructed in Morah before they came to Matan Torah to Har Sinai. Shezeh hol yohachonel matan Torah b'poil. That was a preparation of Matan Torah b'poil. So we see that you need mitzvahs before, as a preparation before you come to Matan Torah. And this is also, the Rebbe says, in a more general way, why the Torah begins with this story of Bereishis Bara. B'cholos Yosei Yeshloimer, in a more general way, we can say, Zeh Shah Torah Mascheles B'Bereishis Mishum Koyach Ma'isov Higidlam Elosis Lohem Nachlas Goyim. The Torah starts off, this is like the Matan Torah, but it begins with Bereishis Bara. And Rashi brings down, because to tell his people the strength of his actions, that Eibishter created the world, lost his lem nachlas goyim, to give them the inheritance of the nation, that the Yidden have a right to Eretz Yisroel. That part in Torah, hu al derech hagdome, the maisa mitzvahs l'Torah, similar to the introduction of mitzvah for Torah, because most of the mitzvahs are in Eretz Yisrael. So by telling us that we have Eretz Yisrael, that's the hakdome of mitzvahs to Torah. Kirubam shel ha-mitzvahs tluyas ba'oretz. Most of the mitzvahs are hinged on the land. Nachlas goyim. So before the Torah starts teaching Torah, Matan Torah, Torah itself, we have the introduction about Eretz Yisrael, about the mitzvahs. And also the Rebbe explains that Yesh Loimar Shezeu Gam Mehataimim Alzeu. This is also from the reasons Shekoy Dem Chag HaShavuos Man Matan Torasenu, that before the festival of Shavuos, in which there's the time that we were given the Torah, Yesh Nom Kam Ava Kama Mitzvahs Miyuchadus, we have many and many special mitzvahs. Special mitzvahs before we come to Matan Torah. First of all, we have a mitzvah, the Chag HaPesach, the mitzvahs that we do on Pesach. And then we have a mitzvah Sfiras Omer, the mitzvah of counting the Omer. Because we have to start before Matan Torah, we need the kachenu b'mitzvah secha. The kemoi shel b'chol yom kishodom nase b'riyah chadosha, just like every day, when the person becomes a new created being. Iker limudat Torah, the main, when does the person really start learning the Torah? Hulach reikiyum kama v'kama mitzvahs, that's after fulfilling several mitzvahs, which is the Kriyas Shema, reading the Shema, the Tefillin, and the Tefillin v'chulu. Al derech zehu bizmanei hashone, so similar to every day is also the way the times of the year. Shebechag as Pesach b'chol shono v'shono, hu leidas Yisrael, on Pesach every year, that's when we're born. And then shemaach reikim hamitzvahs hayim miyuchodes dizmanim elu. And after we fulfill the special mitzvahs of these times, which is mitzvahs the Chag HaPesach, the mitzvahs of the Pesach festival, Udumeis Sviras Omer, and the Deis Sviras Omer, Huzman, Matan Torasenu, then becomes Matan Torasenu. So here we had the several examples in which the Kachenu B'mitzvah Secho takes place before Seichel Kenu B'Seirah Secho. That's why before Yitzias Mitzrayim, you had the Parshas HaChodesh. That's why we had some mitzvahs, b'morah, that came before Matan Torah. And that's why also the Torah starts with Breishis Bara and Nachlas Goyim, because mitzvahs in the beginning, because mitzvahs come before Torah. And this is also why before Shavuos we have the mitzvahs of Pesach, which is the mitzvahs, and then we come to Matan Torah. Continues in the Maimer, is Dale, the Mamshiva Maimer. Continues the Maimer. The Kemoi, Shekidushe, Ishvi, Isho, Kipshuto. Just as the betrothal of a man and a woman, literally. How does the betrothal take place? How does the kiddushin take place? It's by the man giving an item. Pruto, shava pruto, either a actual pruto or something that's valued a pruto. Shaboy, with that, with it. With that pruto, she can buy items to sustain her life. In other words, value that she can sustain her life with this. Similar to this is as it relates to this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified us with his mitzvahs, that through the observance of the mitzvahs there is a vitality extended to the person that fulfills the mitzvah. That's his kiddushin. That's the chayei nafshoi. That's the v'chay bohem. That's the chayis that he has. K'meishah kosuf asher yasa oisom ha'odo v'chay bohem. Person should do and live by the Torah. So that's the mitzvahs that we have that gives us chayis, our chayei nafshoi, which Hashem gives us in order to betroth us. Ay v'agam sha'am mitzvahs hem rotzin ha'elyen. Talking before, it's soiviv. Mitzvahs are the level of soiviv, rotzin elyon. The rotzin hu b'chinas soiviv. That rotzin is surrounds from mitzad atzmei, hu kodesh hu muvdol meha'olam, is on its own. It's holy, it's distinct, separate from the world. How do we say that it gives us chayis? B'kol mokoyim nimshach me'oyir zeh. But nevertheless, from that soiviv, extends a chayis la'odom shemekayim ha-mitzvahs, a vitality to the person that observes the mitzvah, a chayis penimi, an inner chayis. Okay, move on. How do we see this? The proof of this is that the mitzvahs impact the actual person himself to separate him from Midas Rois, which means it's not just in thought and speech, but it touches his Midas. Who can move and gam nizeh, as also understood from the fact that light that extend through the mitzvahs that impacts not just his thought, speech, and action, it also touches the emotion. Ba'ad ba'arotzen ba'atayinik sheboy, till the want and the delight of the person, it impacts them. Ukemuva le'il sif alef beis, as brought before in sif alef beis, ma'amayim of the maimer, shal yidei ha'mitzviz na'ase muvdel me'hatayviz u'mekol midas ha'roish. Through the mitzvahs, he becomes separated from the desires and bad characteristic traits. So it means that the mitzvahs impact the taivas and the midas. And further we said, v'she'inyan oigdin pischeyem, what does it mean they close up their entrances? She'nasal yidei ha-mitzvahs, that comes through the mitzvahs, that is, that we said, gan no'ol, the level of mitzvahs gan no'ol, that his delight is lukus, so it even impacts that the tainug he only has isn't gotten in it, so it impacts the tainug as well. So then why is that not the panemius? So it is the panemius then. So why is did we say before that Torah is the panemius, this is chitzoinus? Elo, shekol zeh urak b'chitzoinus halei. This only reaches the externality of the heart, v'loi niklat It has not yet been observed in the inner sides of the depths of his heart. And that's why she is called, they're called Arusa, betrothed. Because betrothal, marriage is the union. Betrothal, it doesn't yet reach, and that's why it's called Arusa. But not to say that it didn't impact. So there is a chayas of a chay bohem that comes from the mitzvahs, even to the extent that it impacts the rotzen, the tainug, midos, everything, not only machshava d'rimaisa. So alp is a yesh lefayir pirusha targum. So that's why we can explain the explanation of the targum shegan noel koyi al gan eden. He says that the gan noel is talking about the gan eden. She yevshel lekonis boikim nefoshes tzadikim, cannot enter there, only the souls of tzadikim. So why is that? Ki ha'inyan the oigdim pischeim be'oifon hanal shegam ha'tainik shelo yurak belakus. Because this concept that to what extent do they close their entrances in such a way that it reaches even the tainuk, not only machshavet dibru ma'is, not only me, also the tainuk, to lock it up, that his whole tainuk should be only in godliness, shulurak malakus, who al yidei hamshochas ha'oir milmailo. That comes taket through bringing down the from above, not through his action, but from above. Al dekiyum hamitzus, through the observance of mitzus. V'lochein hamoshal al zeh. So what is the proper moshal who may gan eden? Gan Eden has a godly tainug. Tainug yelikisha milmailo. It's a godly tainug that comes from above. That's the proper mushul to represent the higher level of light that we get from above, in order that our lock up, we shouldn't allow in, would even go to the level of tainug. And we can say that this is Zesha maybe Bahamaimir Bitchilose Pirusha Targum. This that he brings in the Maimir in the opening, the meaning, the explanation of the Tainugu, Ki Pirush Ze Hua Yisoid Lahabir Shabah Maimir. Because this explanation is the basis for the explanation of Maimir Sha'ikdim Pischeyamu in Kachen Mitsuisecho. This is the basis that the Maimer explained, that they close up their entrances, is Kachenu b'mitzvisecho, and Kachenu comes, the mitzvah that comes from Hashem, and that in order to be successful, you need the godly, inspired Tainuk, and that is Gan Eden. And because he brings down the opening Taichov that he talks about Gan Eden, that is the basis for telling us later on that Kachenu b'mitzvisecho is Eidim Pischeim, even to the level of Tainug. Hey, Uba'imik Yoyser, and deeper Yesh Loimar, we can say Behagdim Biur, by first introducing, explaining, Bazesh Amaydich Behamaymer, Be'inyan, V'sein Chalkeinu B'Sodasacho. Why is the Maimer Bechlau at length explaining now the Sein Chalkeinu B'Sodasacho Shehu Inyan HaNesuin, that's the marriage? This Maimer was talking about Kachenu B'Mitzvisacho, he was talking about the Gan, no, he wasn't talking about the Gal, about the marriage. He was talking about mainly, why is he going in to explain at length the idea of the marriage and Nesuin? The Lechayre, this didn't seem to fit in this Maimer. Habere b'Maimer zehu mevayer, but in this Maimer he explains Shegan Nol hu inyan kachenu b'mitzvisacho, that the closed garden is the idea of mitzvahs. Uman negeya kan levayra inyan devesein chalkeinu b'sedesacho. Why is it important over here in this Maimer to explain sein chalkeinu b'sedesacho? We're trying to explain what means the kachenu b'mitzvisacho. V'pashtus yesh loimar Ashes, we can say the reason, because the Zeshem of Ayer Khan, Ha'inyan, the Vesein Chalkein of Vesein Hasecha, why is he explaining Vesein Chalkein of Vesein Hasecha? Negeya, because that connects, that's important. Legal Noel Shebehem Shechal Kosov, because in the Pasuk, after Gan Noel, Chosikal, it says Gal Noel, that talks about marriage. The Isa of the Medrash, that the Medrash, it says that Gan Noel Elu HaBesulis, the Gan Noel, that's the Besulis, unmarried. Gan Noel Elu HaBeulis, that is talking about the marriage. So we're already talking in this Pasuk about both, about Sein Chalkeinu Kachena Mitzvah Secho, the Besulis, the Makim Mitzvahs, and also Gan Noel the Beulis. Umevayir Atzamach Tzedek, and Tzamach Tzedek explains, the Gan Noel Lubchinas Arusa, the Gan Noel Lubchinas Nesua, that the Gan Noel, that's his Arusa, Gan Noel Lubchinas Nesua, and therefore, maybe that's why he explains also the Sechel Kaina Besur Secho, the Hemshech HaPosu. This, the Rebbe says, that we're saying that Gan and Gal is marriage, we can mekasher ze in Pirush HaTzamach Tzedek, with the Tzamach Tzedek's explanation. The Gal Noel, we're talking about Nesua now, the Gal Noel, the closed Gal, who inyan Gal Einai v'abita niflos b'terisacha, that same idea, that Gal, reopen my eyes, reveal my eyes, and I will see wonders from your Torah, the wonders of Torah. And that is, when is that going to be? This is going to be lost in love. When the Eibishter is going to reveal us, we're going to see the Niflos, the Torah Sacha, we'll see the Torah Sishal Mashiach in the future to come. The main marriage is going to be in the future to come, and when we're going to get the revelations, Yagilu Primis HaTorah, will be the Primis HaTorah. And that's why it's Gal. And Gal is marriage, because that is when the revelation will be. The real marriage will be in Lost in Love, when there will be the Primis HaTorah. But it's still not so understood why in this Maimer is he bringing down the Sein Chalkeinu B'Seir HaSecho, the second part, Avol Kivon Shebe Maimer Zeh. In the Hemshech Matzazu, Medaber Rak Binyan Gal Noel, he's only discussing Gal Noel, Babiur of Gal Noel, and the explanation of Gal Noel Maschil B'Maimer Shel Achru, that is the next Maimer. So why would he discuss over here the idea of marriage? Mestaber Loimer Dezeshem Mavur B'Maimer Zeh Ha'inyan, the V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Seir HaSecho. Why is he explaining here the second part, the Sein Chalkeinu B'Seir HaSecho, who kial yidei zeh mitoysev biur, because that way we have additional explanation ba'avones ha'inyan the Gan Noel. We can understand better the Gan Noel, the Kachenu B'Seir HaSecho. The zeh shal yidei ha'avoida the Gan Noel. This, that through the avoida of a Gan Noel, Kachenu B'Seir HaSecho, avoida of mitzvahs, Boim l'Sein Chalkeinu B'Seir HaSecho, we reach the level of Sein Chalkeinu B'Seir HaSecho B'Pnimius, Klito B'Pnimius, to receive the absorbing of Pnimius, who Lifi Shaham Shocha Da Mitzvah Shal Yodo Nasa Kiddushin, is because the Ham Shocha of the Mitzvah through which the Kiddushin takes place, he Ba'oifun De V'Chai Ba'am V'Chai is Pnimi, because it comes in a way of a chai bohem, it has a chayis pnimi. There is a pnimi, yeah, not in the pnimi, but there is still a pnimistika from the kachenu mitzvah. Elosh gilui inyan ze. When will it be revealed? That chayis pnimi. How does it reveal? Hu bevahanisuyin sechel kenu mitzvah secho. When did it sechel kenu mitzvah secho? Then it comes out openly. But already we already have in the kachenu mitzvah secho. We already have, because that's how come we have the Sein Chalkeinu B'Seir HaSecho in Apnimius. And this is the idea of Gan Noel Goymer, Gal Noel Goymer. The Gan Noel, he avoided the Kiyum HaMitzvus. Gan Noel, that's the avoider of the performance of mitzvus. The Gal Noel, Hu Eisek HaToyra, that's the gal, the locked gal, that's the occupation in Toyra. Hu Befrat Primis HaToyra, especially the inner part of Toyra. Hu Shtei HaAvoidus, and these two Avoidus, Tzriches, Liyas, Ba'oifen, they need to be in a way, the Melechat Chila Ariber, in a way to go, to begin with over. Keroz Baal Yoim HaHiledis, as the instruction of the one whose birthday, the Rebbe Maharash. Val derech ze hu b'ahiluch de yelchu mechayel al choyel. And the same thing is the way we go from strength to strength, ma'adarge de erusin, from the level, the step of erusin, gan nol, which is the mitzvahs, la'adarge de nisuin, gal nol, sh'ahiluch v'ahaliyah, that going and that elevation, tzarech liyah is ba'ifun l'chatchil ha'ribar, in a way to go to begin with over, ubisaruso de letato, saruso de leila, and the way we arouse below, that's the way the arousal is from above. Shakam ha'amshocha v'agilu milmailo shal yidei avaydus eilu, that also those things that extend from above through this work, these services, tia l'chatchila ariber, should go to begin with over. Kam be'erech al'chatchila ariber da'avedis ha'odom. And also, relative to l'chatchila ariber, that the person displayed how he aroused that l'chatchila ariber, it goes l'chatchila ariber of that as well, of the service of the person. The noisaf lozeh, shek sha'avoido hi ba'ifun de yogaiti, Azayu Matsoso. In addition, when you put an effort already, you have in a sense l'chatchila ariber. You have a matzosi. You guide to matzosi. And metziya hishalei l'ferachay agiyah. When you find something which is uncomparable to the effort, much more than the effort. Shari metziya bo behesachadas. Finding comes not thinking, and then you find it. That means it's higher than what you invest in your work. So then, Hametziya Gufahi. So here we're saying, not only is Yogaitu Matsosi, but the Metziya itself, Ubaifun de Lachatchila Riber, is in a way of Lachatchila Riber. Vihirotzin. So the Rebbe ends with the prayer, Shahidei Hadibur Binyonim Elu, that through speaking in these manners, Ubefrat al Yidei HaVeidabaze, especially not just to talk, but to work in this, Niske. Then we'll merit very soon the future redemption. Then will be the wholesomeness, the katshenu b'mitzvei secha, the seinchalkenu b'seudah secha. It will be the wholesomeness of betroth us with the mitzvahs and give our part and give us our portion of the Torah, which is shleimus ha-mitzvahs. Mitzvahs will be shleimus, as we say. Over there we'll do the mitzvahs as you want them. That would be kachenu b'mitzvei secha on the highest level. And then also shleimus ha-toyra, v'seichel keinu b'seudah secha. Because we say toyra chadosha miti tzeita, new toyra will come from me. Shleimus ha-toyra. Because a year, and all this should take place b'oifen in a way, la'ikfa nafilu k'eref ayin. He did not hold them back even as the blink of an eye, immediately. And even that, in a way, over the top, not to hold them back, even as the blink of an eye, mamish, mamish.